Wilson Plus Talent and Consulting is an all-inclusive talent agency that specializes in the development of signed talent in the fashion, film, theater, and literary industry. We currently represent anyone from the ages of 5 years and up, as well as people with disabilities. Although we are all-inclusive, our focus has been to give the overlooked talent in the plus-size community a chance at being supported and represented by a reputable company that not only will work to find them job opportunities, but also advocate for them for fair treatment in their prospective industries. If it has ever been your dream to model slash act, you're ready to take your career to the next level, or you're looking for models, hosts slash hostesses, guest speakers, writers, or actors for an upcoming project, contact us at wilsonplustalent2021@gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one podcast in the world, Top Shelf, the man that's pushing plus-size women and curvy women to the forefront. Give it up for Midnight.
Meet my special guest for today. She's a plus-size fashion designer, jack of all trades, and a mother to many people, and auntie, sister, best friend, etc. Let's give it up for Vivian Tobar. Welcome to the show, Vivian.
Well, hey, Mr. Midnight, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm excited to be a part of this podcast today.
Thank you. So, you and I met 3 months ago. So I was in search for a producer to help me make this documentary about plus size women. And I saw your page and I was like, let's take a shot in the dark and see what she says. So email goes out, she responds, and the rest is history. And we are in pre-production now. And we start filming in, 25 days or less? Well, by the time this airs, we'll be halfway mark of filming, I believe.
Yes, and I am so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
So tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So, again, my name is Vivian, and I have 4 children, and I have 10 grandchildren. Nice. Very proud of them. And, had a lot of struggles in my life, but my last hard experience, I would say, is being a domestic violence survivor. And did that for 5 years. And with time, they say it heals all wounds. And it did, but I had lost my sense of self-worth and my sex appeal, my self-esteem was down, and I needed something in my life to help me regain that. So when I turned 50 years old, I decided I was going to get into modeling. My nice. Kids were like, yes. And they've been behind me ever since. They are wonderful. And I got into modeling because my goal, my objective was to help empower other women who are domestic violence survivors who have felt the way that I was feeling or feel the way that I was feeling. So I want to help empower them, let them know that you can get that self-esteem back, your self-worth back, and get that sex appeal back. Because it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what size. It does not. None of that matters, because in every woman, she is sexy. So, with that being said, I got into modeling, and then I decided to get into acting.
Nice.
And fun.
And she can act, y'all. Trust me. I've seen her work. She can act the ass off.
I don't know. And me and one of my very good friends, or one of my best friends, we decided to start a designing company. And it's called SheVive. And our main focus is classical goth. So we do a lot of black lace, stuff like that, a lot of black. And but we do for all sizes. So but we like servicing more of the plus size, but we definitely cater to every size. And then here you come along.
Yes.
And now I assist you in co-producing this upcoming documentary. So yes, that's just a little bit about me, but from there to here, and here I am.
Nice. What kind of advice would you give a woman that's battling the domestic violence situation, or, you know, situation, or how to overcome it and things of that nature?
Well, you know, I'm just going to share this a little bit. I worked in the medical field for over 30 years, and I remember this one situation, and I'm, you know, tell me if I'm taking too long, but
no,
there was a situation that occurred when I was working at a certain clinic. I can't name the name or anything like that for, you know, confidentiality. And I remember this woman came in, and she walked up to the counter, and she was there, you know, to get some services. And she wrote on her paper, "Please help me. I'm being abused. And he has my kids in the car." And, you know, our receptionist just reacted cool and calm and, you know, just pretend like, okay, she's just checking in. The lady sat down. I was in the back, you know, helping other patients and stuff. And the manager quickly rallied us and said, "We have a very, very, you know, sensitive or life-threatening situation here." And I remember I had to pretend like I was going outside doing like a head counter thing. And I had to, and I don't even know how I did it, but I had to lock the doors because we did not want him coming in because he had a gun and the kids in the car. But anyway, we brought her back, and I brought her back, and seeing this woman just broke my heart. She was so you could tell like she was probably like malnourished, where she wasn't eating very well. She wasn't resting. And she opened up her shirt, and this man was abusing her with cigarette burns on her body. And I remember I just told her, and I said, "Why don't you just leave him? Because, I mean, you know, just grab your kids and go. You don't need that. You don't deserve that." And I remember she looked up at me and she said, "It's a lot deeper and harder than you think it is. It's not easy just to get up and leave." And in my mind, I was like, right, okay, sure, whatever. That was me, I would have been left. I'm not gonna let no man hit me, you know, whatever. Big words, right? But thank God the situation ended well. The police came, they were able to get the kids away from him. She got help. I didn't keep in contact with her after that. But years later, I find myself in a very similar situation. But here's the thing, is that I call them predators because that's what they are. They take the woman, or in sometimes in cases it's a man. They'll take them away from their family and friends and isolate them and make them completely codependent on them, financially, emotionally, everything. So when I found myself in that situation, I then came to realize and understand what she meant. It's just not, when you're in that deep, you can't get away. You feel like you just can't get away because you become so codependent on them, and you can't call your family because they disown you or they don't talk to you because of the situation. So my advice to women, when you get in that situation, just know that there is help. Whether if it's a local, you know, domestic violence shelter, you know, there's 1-800 numbers that you can call. And then I didn't even think about it at all. But you can reach out, and it is never, ever too late or too deep, because if you don't make that one decision, your life can in a very bad way. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's physically, emotionally, or that person can take, you know, that person's life, which we don't want that to happen. So there is hope, is what I'm saying. So when you feel like you just cannot reach out, you need to, at that moment, know that there's going to be help somewhere along the way or around the corner to help you get yourself out and your children. If anything, for your children's sake, because they don't need to be seeing that and exposed to that. So my advice to women, when it feels like you just cannot, or you feel like you cannot do this anymore, reach out to those shelters, because they will come and help you.
Amen.
And that's my advice. Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and dive into the questions of the day. All right.
But anyway, so we got to talk about fun stuff now because I don't want to talk about
Okay.
no more fun stuff.
We're back. We're here with Vivian. And we're going to go into the first question for this topic, I mean, for this episode. And the question is, how has your relationship with your body changed over the years?
My relationship with my body has changed tremendously.
Let's give a little insight about that.
With that being said, do you still have your moments? I think all people go through that. But yes.
Yes, I wish I was taller.
From where I was, because I didn't even like looking at myself in the mirror because I just felt so ugly and unloved, and I hated my body because not only was I physically attacked, but I was also verbally, you know, assaulted and emotionally, where my body was made fun of and stuff like that. But oh, now that's a whole different thing. I'm like, oh yeah, I love myself. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I would like these little love handles taken off sometimes, but you know what I'm saying? I absolutely cherish my body now from 7 years ago.
Nice.
It's different.
Nice.
Yes.
What kind of advice would you give someone who's dealing with having issues with their bodies changing over the years or just in general? What would you tell them? Like, what kind of advice would you give the audience or someone that's listening, you know, just trying to figure it out?
Yes. Ladies, gentlemen, more so for the ladies, because this is something I can relate to, especially when you start getting into your 50s, ladies. Wow. Mother Nature can be very cruel to us sometimes. But you know what? You just embrace it. Start embracing that gray hair. The fine little wrinkles are coming out, the changes in your body, the hormonal changes. Because you know what? This is now a different part, chapter of your life. And I know they're supposed to say that's the golden years. Oh, granted, it's always the golden years. But just keep loving yourself because you're now at a different point stage in your life. And it's not, you need to accept who you are now. You know what I'm saying? I don't recommend trying to get, you know, breast implants and all this stuff at this point in time because, you know, we're older now. And I honestly just continue living your body as it's going through its changes and embrace it, flaunt it. I mean, women, there are women in their 50s and 60s, even 70s, who still have this amazing sex appeal to them. And I think as we get older, it's like, you know, like wine. We're just fine wine, you know? With age, we get better intellectually, physically, emotionally. I mean, we do. Even though we have all these pains and all this stuff, but I think just that wisdom and life just makes us much more beautiful. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. It does. Shifting gears for a minute, let's talk about the documentary. So what role do you play in this movie and how did it come about? And what's it like working with Midnight on a day-to-day basis or just weekly basis, et cetera?
Well, first of all, I'm honored and happy to be co-producing this documentary with Mr. Midnight. I was so happy. He reached out to me and said, hey, you're like, yes, I believe I have the skills and the mindset. And I definitely have the want and the desire to do this. So bringing all that in and working with him. And every day we talk pretty much. And it's been good. We really haven't had any problems or disagreements. We make our points, our views, and we roll and we keep going. But getting the chance to be a co-producer for this is just, I mean, it's like a dream come true for me. And I didn't honestly see this happening this quickly in my career. Most people wait four years, seven, who knows? I mean, this is me going out 3 years, 3.5 years. So this is amazing. And like I said, working with Midnight Productions has been a dream come true. And I look forward to continue working with this company and growing and investing and getting into different areas that we have not even touched yet. That's my co-producing.
That's what's getting. Then we'll go to the second question. Then after that, we'll follow up with the hot seat question. So stay tuned. We're back. Let's get into the second question. The second question of the day is, what does body positivity mean to you?
Body positivity to me means accepting yourself and others, how they perceive themselves and see themselves. No matter what the size, color, shape, form, if somebody is happy being curvy, plus size, thin, toned, no shame there. Accept them for who they are, just as you need to accept yourself for who you are. Nice. And celebrating that with them. That's body positivity to me.
Nice, nice. Time to put you in the hot seat. So let's get ready for the hot seat questions of the day.
Bring it on.
If you could wear one garment for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, boy. You know, honestly, I love wearing tube top dresses, long ones.
Okay.
They're comfy. You can wear them to sleep. You can wear them around the house. You can wear them outside. You can still look sexy and rock it, or be at home lounging like I'm currently in my tube top dress.
Nice. Second question. What's your favorite snack? What's your go-to?
Oh, man.
What? You gonna put you in the seat?
I know you did. I know you did. Okay, listen. I'm not going to lie. Little Debbie snacks, they help my curves.
Wow. You said it, and I can't say nothing about it.
And I like tacos.
Oh, okay. I love nachos. I mean, those that know me at least once a week, they be like, what are you having for dinner? And they be like, no, let me guess, nachos. I'm like, of course, come on. I'm not ashamed.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I really don't do that per se. The rest of the family does, but I don't participate in Taco Tuesday. I participate in Taco Wednesday.
Taco Wednesday. No,
yeah, or it's Nacho Tuesday. Wednesday, whatever you want to call it.
Nacho cheese.
Yes, gotta have that. That is a must. Like, if I'm going to have nachos and a cold Coke throughout the week, my week is thrown off. Like, mm-mm.
Oh,
it has to be right that way, please. Yeah.
Well, you got Nacho Wednesday, and I got Taco Tuesday. There we go.
Third question, and this is the one that gets people in trouble the most. Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh man, my celebrity crush. I don't know if I really have a favorite because I like a lot of them. Does this have to be a female or a male?
Male. Somebody you would date. If you went on a date right now, who would you go on a date with?
Oh, man.
You can only pick one, Vivian. You can only pick one.
Come on now. You should at least let us get two.
Okay. We don't want you to go past two now. You know what you say? When you go past five, that's a whole nother show. But
My one, my crush.
I'll let you have two for the show. I'll let you have two.
Superman. Gotta have Superman.
Which Superman? It's a lot of them.
No, our current one. What's his name?
Henry.
Cavill. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Okay.
And then I like, I can't ever say his name right, but he played on Thor. You know, he was the gatekeeper. He's got them beautiful... Adair Idris?
Idris Elba?
Yes.
I did not know that man was British or Briton until I saw the movie he did with Beyonce. And it's called Obsessed. And he's married, he has a kid, and he falls in love with this white woman, and the wife finds out, and it's just... It's crazy. But when I heard him say, Sharon, I was like, why does he have a British accent? He doesn't talk like that. It's like, come here, Sharon. I'm like, wait a minute. Why is this guy acting this way? This is not. And then when I went home, I Googled it. I was like, oh, It makes sense now. He's not from here.
Yes. Dang. So those would be my two crushes.
Okay. Wow. We learned a lot. So before we let you go, we need to know your social media handle so people can follow you and support you in everything that you do. So give it
Yes. All right, everybody. So for Facebook, it's just Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N, Tobar with a B, T-O-B-A-R. And my Instagram page is at LovelyLatina49. Yes, I am lovely. And my TikTok is LovelyLatina50. And that's where you will find me.
Good. We're going to take one more break and then we'll come. Then we're going to close out the show. And we're going to get some words of wisdom from Vivian.
Oh, yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, to close out the show, Vivian will give us some words of wisdom as we are living in crazy times and things of that nature. So, Vivian, just tell the people how you feel.
All right, here's what it is. I think having God in your life and in your corner and asking him to guide you and to surround you with good people is just an important thing. And besides God, you need your family. You need their support, need their advice, and your friends. And of course, always keep looking up because the sky is the limit.
Amen. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it from the wonderful Vivian. She's very wise. Sometimes she got to slap me around sometimes, but like, get your shit together.
She'll never
slap me, but yeah, she kicked me in the butt sometimes, let me know that I am important.
Hey.
Yeah, like, wait, get away the information. But I look forward to working with you. We are nearly, 25 days. I told you it's going to go by quick, and I just can't wait until it's all done and said and done, and then we can work on part two because this is just the first of many. So Kirby chapter one, Kirby chapter two, and Kirby chapter three, we're shooting them back to back just like the Lord of the Rings movies. We're going to be in each other's lives for the next 3.5 years, so buckle up and learn to like it. And just deal with it. I'm glad you were able to come on the show at short notice. I know you're a busy woman. You got things going on. And you got a lot going on. But thank you. I will talk to you soon. To my fan base out there, I thank you for supporting me and being there and just taking time out to listen to my podcast. I know I'm one of millions that's out there, but mine is different, and I plan on bringing something different each and every time. Y'all have a blessed one.
Wilson Plus Talent and Consulting is an all-inclusive talent agency that specializes in the development of signed talent in the fashion, film, theater, and literary industry. We currently represent anyone from the ages of 5 years and up, as well as people with disabilities. Although we are all-inclusive, our focus has been to give the overlooked talent in the plus-size community a chance at being supported and represented by a reputable company that not only will work to find them job opportunities, but also advocate for them for fair treatment in their prospective industries. If it has ever been your dream to model/act, you're ready to take your career to the next level, or you're looking for models, hosts/hostesses, guest speakers, writers, or actors for an upcoming project, contact us at wilsonplustalent2021@gmail.com.
This has been another Top Shelf Midnight Experience. Until next time, show love and be loved. One love.